This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Mark, I just wanted to give you a warning this morning as a grandpa. Would you go by Papa?
Papa. Yes.
As a papa of toddlers, you should just be on the lookout, and I'm giving myself the same warning. I obviously have a two-year-old. They could be transphobic or homophobic, and you might not even realize it, and they could get into some serious trouble with that.
Let's correct that at an early age. What do we need to do?
Well, let me first just tell you what happened in England with this one toddler.
A toddler were suspended from a nursery after they were accused of being transphobic or homophobic. I just cannot believe this. The Department of Education data revealed the child is either 3 or 4 years old. AD of E, Department of Education spokesman, said all pupils and staff should feel safe. I can't believe I'm reading this. Should feel safe and protected at school and should never face violence or abuse.
Of course, they haven't said any details of the case, but could a 3 or 4 year old have possibly said that led them to believe that that child was homophobic or transphobic or both, and made them feel like it was necessary to kick the child out of nursery school? Is that not so laughable?
First of all, I mean, they're little parrots at that point. I would imagine if they learned a bad word from mom or dad and then repeated it at school, that's one thing. But how do you hold the child at that age responsible for that?
You're really almost holding the parent account.
Right.
Like it's the parent's fault.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's say that there's a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old who identifies a boy but identifies as a girl. And that 3 or 4 year old that got kicked out, you know, calls them a boy. Right, because that's what they are. Is that what qualifies as transphobic, where you're not acknowledging their chosen gender, their gender identity?
I take it from listening to the accent that was England?
UK. It's UK.
UK, yeah. Thank God that we are getting rid of all this wokeness in America. Can we just all close our eyes and bow our head for a moment and thank goodness that this is going away, at least for the time being, in America?
Well, this is why these school board elections, obviously, we have an election coming up April 8th, if you've been living under a rock. That is why these are so critical, because this is the kind of stuff that can happen if we don't protect the people who are making these key decisions. By the way, this is not an isolated incident. This isn't some one-off. There was some data that was released that said that 94 students at these state primary schools in the UK had been in some cases suspended or even permanently expelled is the word I'm looking for, because of transphobia or homophobia. And that was during the 2022-2023 academic year.
So is it a case where the parents have assigned some pronoun to their child, and if another child misgenders them, they're guilty of this somehow? I mean, you're right. That could be what it is.
I'm sure it's something simple.
And that's an extreme version. But I tell you what, man, there are some people running for local school boards who absolutely embrace that kind of crap in general, right? Particularly out in Francis Howe. They support puberty blockers for kids in boys and girls sports, DEI in schools, social justice in classrooms. That is Amy Grider and Sarah Olkey. They're both running out in Francis Howell. You just need to understand those things. As radical as this seems, and it's a long way away across the pond, There are people in America who advocate for these same things in general, maybe not for toddlers, but in general, and they want to be on your local school board. This is critical.
Well, and here's the thing, too. A lot of these people who are running might not openly admit to supporting something like this, but if they were elected and push came to shove, they would absolutely support that child being suspended.
Yes.
J.K. Rowling, who, as you guys know, has been very outspoken and revealed that she is conservative, so she's gotten a lot of hate for it. She tweeted about this and put, "This is totalitarianism, insanity if you think small children should be punished for being able to recognize sex. You are a dangerous zealot who should be nowhere near kids or in any position of authority over them."
I love
Amen.
Her.
Amen.
They've tried to shut her down. Mm-hmm. And like Elon Musk, she's got that F you money and she doesn't have to worry about it, right? She's like, you can read Harry Potter or not, it doesn't matter. She's been made rich off of the series. You can't shut me down just because you don't like my opinion that what you're trying to do here is hogwash, not Hogwarts. You notice I didn't say Hogwarts, I said hogwash.
Nice.
So, there you go. Thank you.
And this is where we're going. So please vote, because like you said, it happened over in England. And it's so easy to look at a situation like this and say, well, that's just extreme. That would never happen over here. Well, think back to 10 years ago. Think back to your grandparents who grew up in the life the way that they did. And then think if they were here today, what they might say about what's been going on in our schools and society in general.
Oh, yeah.
They would be completely dumbfounded where we are right now.
It's true that this is you're right. 10 years is a good timeline. Take yourself back to 2015, even prior to COVID and all of this nonsense, prior to the Biden administration. And I told you I'm going to get to what they did at Social Security coming up. It's everything you suspected and worse. But think about the radical policies they put in place using COVID as an excuse in many cases, but it was more than about COVID, to try to radically transform this country. A lot of it started under Obama. Biden just continued it when he took office because the Obama people are the ones making decisions in the Biden White House. That same group of people. We're doing all of these things, pushing this through the Civil Rights Office at the Department of Education, and threatening schools, withholding funds if they didn't implement the Biden administration's perception of Title IX. They tried to mm-hmm. change what it meant and then blackmail these schools if they didn't go by the new definitions. This is exactly what you get.
Right.
And the NEA was all in. So if you've got a local candidate supported by the NEA or the Missouri NEA, it's just an arm of the NEA. They take money from the NEA. They use that money to support their local candidates through advertisements and all of that stuff. And you have to see this for what it is. We have an opportunity. Voting has already started. The election's 1 week from today. You have got to get out. And the voter guide was put together for one reason. I tried to vet these folks to separate the ones that don't buy into all this garbage, so you'd have an idea who to vote for. And in some districts, the sad story is there was no one.
Mm-hmm. COVID was obviously terrible in so many ways, but the one blessing that really came out of it was it opened so many people's eyes. Parents started getting involved. They were forced to because their kids were required to do virtual learning for, in some cases, I think 2 full years. For some districts, maybe at least a full year. And they had more of an active role in what their kids were learning about. And thank goodness for that, because it encouraged a lot of parents to step up and get involved in these school board meetings. And even some of them who have run have said that that was really kind of the turning point for them. So I try to look at it as, wow, you know, that was such a horrible time and I don't like to think back to COVID, but there were some good that did come out of it. And this train has been going down these tracks very quickly for the last number of years. And finally, with Trump in office and him really going after these businesses and school districts with DEI and critical race theory, CRT, all these different things that have been pushed by the Biden administration, finally he's going after them. But let's be real, they're not dumb. They're going to find ways to get around it. They're going to use different language, as they have for years, where it's more easily disguised, so that if you as a parent have been looking for these keywords to pick out, you know, CRT, for example, or DEI, you might not be as quick to pick up on it because they've just changed the language a little bit, but it has the same meaning.
Yeah, it's very true. It's a good point. And another reason to download the voter guide, 971talk.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.